It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, presented by Southern Company, building the future of energy.
Joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line, Carl Adkins, Executive Director of Atlanta Basketball Host Committee. We're getting ready for the Final Four. Carl, how's it going?
Everything's going great. How's things with you?
Not as busy as you, man. We're getting ready for the Big Four here. We're all looking forward to it.
Yep, 64 days till Reese's Final Four Friday, which is free and open to the public at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's a chance for all the locals to come in and watch the four teams that are going to be participating, do their shoot-arounds, and also a college all-star game. So things are moving fast now.
There you go. I mean, these are exciting times, too, because there's so many things come with the Final Four. And Atlanta just always seems to be a trendsetter, because now Final Four weekends in all cities are, you know, involving concerts and outdoor events. And Atlanta does them better than anybody, right?
Oh, without a doubt. And that's the great thing, too, about this event, is you don't have to have a game ticket to be a part of the total experience. As I mentioned, Reese's Final Four Friday, great chance to come down, see the stadium in its first time ever hosting basketball. Friday through Sunday, there are A-list talent concerts in Centennial Olympic Park. Sunday, and we're the only city that has done this, and we did it in 2013 when we hosted, is the Division II and Division III championships will be held at State Farm Arena. So within 36 hours, we will crown three champions, Division One, Two, and Three, and that is completely free and open to the public. There's so many things. The Final Four dribble presented by Buick, where the first 3,000 kids that show up will get their own basketball and a T-shirt, and we will have a parade through downtown Atlanta, free, open to the public. There's just so many wonderful things for the locals to take part in, whether you have a game ticket or not.
And to piggyback on what John Kincaid just said, when you talk about the music festival, because that's kind of my background, when you land somebody like Taylor Swift, I mean, that's not just a good get for the city of Atlanta and for the tournament. That's a remarkable get, because that's almost an impossible ticket anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and she's only going to be playing two other places in the U.S. This year, opening up the new stadium in L.A., and I think doing two nights in Foxborough. So we are very, very fortunate to have her.
And for more information, fans can visit Final4ATL.com. Carl, I can only imagine the number of friends and family that are hitting you up for tickets now.
It does happen, but, you know, and there.
You got a good stiff arm?
A little bit, but you know, we do have hospitality packages available for which come with exclusive preview parties of being the first people in the stadium the week of Final Four and get your picture made on the court, the locker rooms. We've got exclusive private hospitality behind stage for the concerts. So if anybody's interested in purchasing a hospitality package, just give us a yell.
Well, Carl, it's great because Buck and I, with teenage daughters, we will be we'll just be hitting you up. Do we do private email? Use the phone? You know, just to be able to. Taylor Swift is a big one in our house. Yeah. There you go.
Let me give you a number that may or may not work.
Look, I'm not some girl in a bar back in high school. You know? Right. There you go. Thanks, Carl.
Carl, thanks so much, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care.
That's the Business of Sports Minute, brought to you by our friends at Southern Company. Southern Company is proud to call Atlanta home and is committed to building the future of energy in all the communities they serve.